Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of The Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Superstar Teachers series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Europe and Western Civilization in the Modern Age, Part 4. The lecturer is Dr. Thomas Childers. Dr. Childers graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1969 with a degree in history. He received his doctorate from Harvard University in 1976 and is now professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Childers has held visiting professorships at numerous colleges and universities, including Cambridge University, Smith College, and Swarthmore College, and has lectured in London, Oxford, Berlin, Munich, and other universities throughout the United States and Europe. Lecture 37, Totalitarianism, the Third Reich.
On January 30th, 1933, Adolf Hitler found himself appointed chancellor of the virtually moribund Weimar Republic. It marked the culmination of a dramatic political rise, a rise from obscurity. Only 5 years before, the NSDAP had languished on the lunatic fringes of German politics with less than 3% of the national vote. At the beginning of 1933, nothing had seemed more unlikely than an appointment of Hitler as Reich Chancellor. Nazi political popularity, electoral popularity had peaked. The Nazis themselves feared in the summer of 1932 when the party received approximately 38% of the vote. In November of 1932, the party's vote for the first time since they began their remarkable rise dropped to 32% of the vote. And in regional elections in December of 1932, the party's constituency, a diverse constituency stretching from elements of the blue-collar working class to the lower middle class to educated upper middle class Germans, this extraordinary constituency, which the Nazis had crafted based largely on their negative campaigning, their assault against the discredited Weimar system, as they put it, this constituency seemed to be coming apart at the seams. The Nazis were quite aware of it. Despondency had set in within the ranks of the party at the end of 1932. And only by the most remarkable turn of events, a backdoor intrigue by conservatives close to Reich President Hindenburg, who in his 80s was given to bouts of senility, led to Hitler's dramatic appointment on January 30th, 1933. It was widely viewed, as a figurehead within this cabinet. Only two other National Socialists joined him in the cabinet. It was largely seen as a cabinet controlled by conservatives who hoped to use Hitler for their purposes. Yet within 18 months, between Hitler's appointment as chancellor and the death of Reich President Hindenburg in August of 1934, the NSDAP, the Nazis, would create the basis for what came to be known as a totalitarian regime. In this lecture, we will examine the process by which the Nazis, against very considerable odds, were able to overcome resistance, overcome potential sources of opposition, win support for a party whose popularity seemed to be ebbing, and create the basis of this totalitarian regime. On the night of January 30th, 1933, a massive procession of SA members, stormtroopers, party members, other groups within the party marched past the Reich Chancellery on Unter den Linden. Hitler reviewed this long procession of torchlight procession. There was an electric sense in Berlin that a dramatic change within the government had taken place. But Hitler understood that his position was tenuous. As I said, only two other members of the cabinet were National Socialists. But the positions they held were absolutely pivotal positions. One was to be was the Minister of the Interior, which did not mean environmental issues, but rather being in charge of the German police, the equivalent of the equivalent of the FBI, the political police, police forces all over Germany.